And when you look at history, that's exactly what communists have done to push their rhetoric forward. They don't say things outright because then you have the chance to rebut them. They say it subconsciously so that you'll naturally accept it because you don't see it as a threat. My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. And my friends, today we're going to talk about whether the West has been destroyed from within. Now, I know I'm not the first person to discuss this, nor will I likely be the last person to talk about this. But the reason I say this is not to alarm you. It's not to sell you something. It's not to do anything but to ask a question. Because questions are dangerous to the social order. When you follow the bouncing ball, when you follow the thread through the weaves that are woven for it, you quickly find that nothing is really by accident because there is a cause and effect relationship to everything that we see, everything that we hear, everything that we touch. And a lot of times, the things that are touched by the politicians, by the people who fund their campaigns, a lot of it is nothing accidental, and in fact, a lot of it is directed. Now, I would like to go into very descriptive detail with names and pictures and all this, but I would probably A, get sued, and B, probably get thrown off the platform, so I'm not going to do that. Instead, we're going to go from a more philosophical approach, and hopefully you will be able to read the white between the black of the letters if you can catch my drift. So, where should we start? Well, I think it's important to start as far back as possible. So, what we're going to do is we're going to start at this point. We're going to start with the Roman Empire. I remember actually recently there was this trend of how many times do men think about the Roman Empire in the average day? I found it kind of entertaining, actually. But more than anything, the reason I like Rome is because America, in a lot of ways, is like Rome. I know some of you will say that, oh no, America's not an empire. Okay, well then, what would you call it exactly? What would you call it? A republic? You must be joking. A democracy? Are you kidding? More of a hypocrisy than a democracy. But anyways, let's go to what Marcus Cicero said. You might have heard of him before, maybe you haven't. Well, let's read what he says. He says the following: "A nation can survive its fools, and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, and heard in the very halls of government itself. Attention, Bernie Sanders supporters. Attention, Joe Biden voters. Attention, people who vote for AOC, that worthless horse-faced woman. You need to understand something. These people don't care about you. Sure, they talk about socialism. Sure, they talk about, oh, we want workers of the world unite. You know, the Bernie Sanders is the kind of guy in my grandfather's generation who didn't have a job, would talk about Karl Marx all day and have like a tuna fish stain in his lapel on a subway from the Bronx to like Queens. And every time he went to see the family, everybody was like, oh, gosh, this guy again. That was the kind of guy he was in my grandfather's generation. Today, he has a massive social media following and they're asking him to run for office and save the world. That's the kind of world that you're living in today. But again, when you sell people a dream, when you ask about this idea of destruction from within, you also go to people like Herbert Marcuse, who I've discussed multiple times on this show, because I believe him to be one of the masterminds of a way to undermine the West. And the reason why I say that is because there are examples like the Biedermeierhof gang in Germany after World War II, who were more violent revolutionaries, whereas Marcuse and his acolytes of the Frankfurt School believed in this idea of subversion from within. They would allow the people to continue to protect the nation, exchange goods and services, and all these things, while they, the left-wing intellectuals, would take over government, education, entertainment, and overall slowly steep like a tea bag to pollute the water and change it altogether. And that is what we've seen really starting, in my opinion, with Bill Clinton and moving all the way up until now. Now, there were guys like Trump who tried to stop this shift, in my opinion, but look at what's happening to him now. Look at how he's dragged through the mud. Look at how they are suing the pants off of him, hitting him with everything they could possibly do. But what about the laptop that Biden supposedly had? What about the journal of his niece? What about all these scandals of the Biden crime family, allegedly? I don't hear anybody talking about that. Where are the charges on that? Nowhere. What about the Clinton cash? Nowhere. There was a saying that Charles Schumer, good senator from New York, said, where he said, the intelligence agencies have every which way to Sunday to get you. And that has been no better exemplified in my lifetime than with Donald Trump. When you look at Donald Trump before he gained office, and I'm not some guy who worships Trump. Do I think he does a good job on some of the things? Absolutely. Do I think he's not always the best leader in other ways? Yeah, I do. I'm not one of the guys who licks his boots. I call it as I see it. And by far, he is the lesser of two evils. But my friends, let's not get too far afield too quickly. I have more for you on the show today. Let's go over to a new guy by the name of Cato the Elder. You ever heard of him before? Probably haven't. He was a Roman statesman, just like Cicero. And let's look at what he had to say, shall we? This guy was very based with his commentary, by the way, and this guy lived thousands of years ago. Here's what he says. If you are ruled by mind, you are a king, but if by your body, a slave. How many of us in our lives have been ruled by our baser instincts? But I like to build this dichotomy, and you're going to have to bear with me for a second. This is not meant to be racial or anything in any way. This is an analogy. There is the man, or like the spirit, and then there is the monkey. Because humans are hairless monkeys, basically. Some of us have a lot of hair, but we're basically chimpanzees in a lot of ways. They just have higher thinking capabilities. And so, when you say you're ruled by your body, that means you're like a lot of men, unfortunately, who think with what's below their belt instead of using their brain. Well, let's see what else he has to say. Oh, boy. I'm hesitant to even read this on the air because I might get completely canceled for this. I throw it off of YouTube, but I'll read it. Here's what he says about women. He says they are violent and uncontrollable animals. And it is useless to let go the reins and then expect her not to kick over the traces. You might keep her on a tight rein, because you must keep her on a tight rein, excuse me. Women want total freedom, or rather, to call things by their names. Total license. If you allow them to achieve complete equality with men, do you think they will be easier to live with? Not at all, he argues. He says, once they have achieved equality with men, they will become your masters. How many of us have seen that in our life? How many of us have seen, for those of you who buy into the big lie that women have no power, you are a fool. Hello? Let's do some basic economics here, okay? Let's do economics for dummies 101, okay? Economics with your boy Austin Creed for 2 seconds, okay? You ever heard of supply and demand? I'm sure you have. So in supply and demand, there is supposed to be an equal supply and demand, right? And if when it's not equal, you have what's called a monopoly. Well, let's look at most men, if not all men, crave to have physical intimacy, to get their nut, for lack of a better term. And unless they are not straight, they have to use women for that. Or, I mean, they could go like the Spanish conquistadors and use llamas and stuff, which I would not recommend. That's how syphilis started, by the way, in case you didn't know. Little sidebar history with your boy. But we need to really address the fact that women have tremendous power over men, and they always have. Number one, They have the ability to be over and not overt like men. When things go wrong, they are not blamed. You ever see that in society today? Of course you do. It's all over social media. That's why women aren't good at accountability. They've never had to take accountability before, because their husbands or their fathers or anybody else will take the has always taken the fall, historically speaking. Then you add to the fact that, so once you add, quote, equality with men, then you add to the fact the power of the booty cat they have between their legs. Guess what? Now they control you. What do we see in society today where women get to cherry pick every which way to Sunday? They can do the most debaucherous, disgustable things, but yet they aren't held accountable. They can cheat on you in your marriage. They can gaslight you and abuse you and then take your kids and leave and call you the problem with no evidence. Oh, in case you're thinking I'm just saying that because I'm bitter and hurt. No, it's all over social media. Sorry, that doesn't work anymore. We have social media. People tell on themselves now for clout. So don't pretend like that's something that doesn't happen. It does. I've seen it. So don't lie. Both anecdotal and statistical evidence are on my side. So please spare me. Next thing we're going to talk about, why I believe the West is on the way out and is being undermined from within. Let's fast forward to the 19th century with Karl Marx. Karl Marx, Engels, Lenin, Stalin, Trotsky, these guys had different philosophies when it came to how to change the world in a way that they thought was best, but in fact, they left out the most uncomfortable parts. So when you ever hear terms in society that maybe a lot of people will parrot but don't actually comprehend? You know, like equality, the DEI stuff, the Rainbow Rider community, the people who love the rainbow flag. You know what I'm talking about. Those people, and then the circus we're dealing with in society today. A lot of that is not happening in a vacuum. It's Aesopian language. I've talked about this before, but I'll say it again. You ever read the old Aesop fables from when you were a kid? You know, like the fox and the crow, the lion and the mouse, the Anansi the spider, stuff like that, right? Well, a lot of those don't have explicit meanings in them. You know, they don't say, too long didn't read, here's the moral of the story. No, it has to be inferred. You have to infer it. And when you look at history, that's exactly what communists have done to push their rhetoric forward. They don't say things outright because then you have the chance to rebut them. They say it subconsciously so that you'll naturally accept it because you don't see it as a threat. For example, if I use the word hatred, you're immediately going to have a reaction. If I use the word love, you're more likely to naturally accept it because you view it as good. It feels good, so therefore it must be good. See that? Well, that's what Aesopian language is. These terms you hear in society that are buzzwords, they are used because they sound non-threatening, when in reality they threaten your very existence and your way of life. They make it seem like if you don't support it, how could you? You must be crazy, which actually happened in the Soviet Union, where if you disagreed with the state, they said you must be insane because the state is so great. And the people who write for us, the people who talk for us, they're so brilliant that to not understand it or agree with it, you must be mentally deficient. Sound familiar? My friends, the reason I say it's been undermined from within is because when women got the right to vote, I'm not blaming them all the way for this, but women overwhelmingly tend to vote more left than men. And because they have outnumbered men since World War II, because so many men were AIA'd during World War II, you realize that this is not an accident. This has all happened slowly but surely. If anybody's seen The Winter Soldier, the Marvel movie, and then Armin Zola goes through this long litany of how Hydra grew within S.H.I.E.L.D., that's exactly what communism has done to capitalism. It's grown in the shadows, slowly but surely seeping like a tea bag into a cup of not hot water, but cold water. It's slowly seeping in, changing the flavor of the beverage. Before you know it, the water slowly heats up and it spreads faster and faster and faster Before you know it, what might have been somewhat acceptable tea is now bitter, very bitter tea. My friends, we are being undermined from within, but the worst part of it is a lot of us can't do anything about it. I would love to tell you that if you just did X, Y, or Z, we could fix the problem. The answer, unfortunately, is not that simple. Instead, what we must do is we must arm ourselves with knowledge so that we can use arguments, we can use logic to refute the liars. Instead of using the Spitfires to defeat the Luftwaffe like they did in World War II, we must defeat logic to defeat the liars that we find in our society today. The know-nothing, useful idiots that Lenin wrote about. The useful idiot who speaks about words he knows nothing about, who parrots words he does not comprehend or understand. But because he wants to be accepted, because he wants to sound sophisticated, he will use this vocabulary of words he does not currently understand or has a misunderstanding of that only benefits the people at the top. The people who are making money off of his foolishness. For a rich man makes more money off of a fool than a fool does off of the rich man. My friends, I'm curious to hear what you have to say. Even if you disagree with me politically and you think that I'm an agent of capitalism or whatever, I would love to hear what you have to say because I think this is a very important topic that not enough people are talking about. My friends, I encourage you to do your own research. If you don't agree and you think I'm making this up, you can feel free to go and look up these citations for yourself. You can feel free to do your own research. In fact, I encourage you to do so. Think for yourself. Don't just listen to anybody and take their word for it, including me. My friends, if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, I encourage you to follow the show, or you can go over to my Twitter page, @SheepKidShear, and you'll get a lot more behind-the-scenes type of raw takes that I maybe couldn't do on YouTube. But my friends, take care of yourselves in the meantime. Arm yourself with knowledge, and let's fight the good fight together, and let's arm ourselves with the truth, and base ourselves in reality. I'm out of here. Peace.